Hi, welcome to the interactive Parsha Experience podcast. This is Parshat Vayikra. My name is Sefi Kraut, and I'm a faculty member at the Pardes Center for Jewish Educators. We begin reading this week from the third book of the Torah. The rabbis gave a title for this book. They called it Torat HaKohanim, which means instructions for the priests. They chose this name because it accurately reflects a major theme of the book. The book talks a lot about the laws that apply to the Kohen, the priest, when he serves in the tabernacle. But there's a second name for this book. It is also called Sefer Vayikra, the book of Vayikra. Why is the book called by this name? Well, if we turn to chapter 1, verse 1, we find the following line. Vayikra el Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem elav, Be'ohel Moed lemor. God called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of the meeting, saying. So, the book received the name Vayikra for the simple reason that it opens with that particular word. But there's actually something quite unusual and significant about the word Vayikra in this verse, as it is written in a Torah scroll or in a printed Chumash. If you look closely at the first verse, you'll notice that the last Hebrew letter of the word Vayikra, the letter Aleph, appears smaller than any of the other letters in the word. Why should the letter Aleph in Vayikra be smaller than the other letters? The Hebrew word Vayikra means, and he called. But if I delete the Aleph at the end, the remaining letters form a different Hebrew word, the word Vayikar. Vayikar means he happened or chanced upon. The similarity of the letters in these two Hebrew words is meant to teach us about two very different attitudes a person may have in life. A Vayikra attitude versus a Vayikar attitude. What do I mean? Well, I can experience my day with a Vayikar perspective, in which things just sort of happen to me or happen around me. And in that scenario, I don't wonder about how I can make this a good day for myself or how I can make this a good day for someone else. And I don't notice all the reasons that I have to be grateful. For example, why would I notice that my dad made me lunch? All I know is that lunch appears in my backpack every day. On the other hand, I can approach my day from a Vayikra perspective, a life of calling perspective. I would explain a life of calling to mean that I can imagine someone calling my name to get my attention and that I actually turn around when my name is called. And now that I'm paying attention, I will notice what's around me and I'll think about what I want to accomplish in this day and then I'll go make it happen. With this attitude, I will notice that my dad makes me lunch every day, and that my lunch doesn't just happen on its own. And I will say hi to the new kid in class because I know that I have the power to make him feel less scared and lonely by walking over and introducing myself. The Torah is letting us know that each person can decide to let life happen to him, Vayikar, or to acknowledge that little Aleph and live a life of Vayikra. And I think this is a really important idea for kids because it's empowering to know that you can change things. You can change the way you experience your day. This week's Shabbat activity aims to have kids practice a Vayikra style of life by building their noticing skills. First, ask every person around the table to share something that happened this week for which they are grateful. Decide as a group that everyone will be asked the same question next Shabbat, so they should notice things to be grateful for during the week so that they can then report back next Shabbat what they are grateful for. For another noticing activity, you can play the good old game I Spy, in which one person at the table is designated as the spy. The spy looks around the room and tries to notice something that the others in the room won't notice. Once the spy picks an object, he or she says, "I spy with my little eye something blank." The blank is filled within any adjective. So I spy with my little eye something square-shaped. Everyone around the table takes turns guessing what the spy sees. And the first person to guess correctly becomes the spy, and the game just keeps on going. Shabbat shalom.
For more great content, go to elmad.pardes.org. See you next time.